Happy Thanksgiving. Man, Jacob. Oh, he just left. Oh my gosh. Adeline, what are you thankful for today?
Fixed house.
Fixed house. Boy, is that appropriate. Fixed houses are really good things right now. Danielle, what are you thankful for?
My family. Very good. Very good.
Leah, what are you thankful for today? Hands. You're thankful for Mark, aren't you? All right, we'll pray for Mark. All right, Abby, what are you thankful for today? What is it? Very good. Layla? Louder. I didn't get that one.
Asynchronous learning.
Wow, that's deep. I gotta think about that. Very good. And I just encourage us to really take advantage of this day to really delve into that reality that God has given me so many things, and just to actually pause, actually slow down, and look at the gifts, ponder the gifts. Our Lady in the Gospel, which is a beautiful gospel to read today, that the Magnificat of Mary, that my soul glorifies the Lord, she says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. What does my spirit rejoice in? My spirit rejoices in Minecraft. My spirit rejoices in the nice car that I have. I can sit there all day and just love my car. I'm so happy and grateful for my car. My spirit rejoices in so many things. But Mary reminds us that the spirit ultimately wants to rejoice above all in the source of all those good things, in God, my Savior, the God who's done so many great things for me. How holy is his name. How generous has he been with his gifts. I'm grateful that you all had the desire to be here, of all places, on a holiday morning. You're here at 8:30 a.m. Mass to really put him first in that day of gratitude, to say, Lord, above all, I'm thankful for you. I'm aware that you are the one who's given me so many gifts. I'm aware that you gave me the gift of all gifts, which is the gift of your Son. We just want to come to lift him up in a culture which is so easily, it's y'all have heard it more than I have, the throwaway culture is not a grateful culture. It's not a culture that knows how to be thankful. And I just encourage us to delve deeper into that virtue, to live in gratitude, to live in awareness that everything I have, it was given to me. I didn't earn it. I didn't make myself. I didn't make my own life. My life was given to me. And we just ask the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in that virtue, especially today. Y'all know that every Mass is all about thanksgiving. That's why it's called the Eucharist, that moment of giving thanks. Again and again, thanks and praise to God. May we do that today, lifting up our hearts and minds to our Lord, drawing nearer to him and to one another. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.